And the last thing we're going to talk about this morning here with Marilyn Conley, a full-scale exercise in KC.
Yes. This was, I'm required every year to have some kind of a full-scale hazardous material exercise. This year we're doing it in KC. It'll be on September 22nd. And it'll involve mostly KC responders. We'll have the hospital participate and play with us up here, and dispatch, local dispatch. But it'll be a tank that ruptures that has crude oil in it.
Okay.
I can't tell you a whole lot about it because I don't want the people that'll be responding to it to
it's
hear it on
to be
the
a
radio.
Surprise.
We plan it, and we know exactly.
So when it's over, we can bring you back, and you can tell us everything.
So then we can talk about how the after action report comes out. We do these, and then I have to write up an after action report and an improvement plan if we need improving. Usually, we're pretty good at hazmat because we've trained a lot on that. We don't have a whole bunch of it, but the people, responders around here, are pretty well trained up for a hazardous material incident. And if it's really big, we have to call the regional response team out of Campbell County. KC would probably call the one out of Casper to come and help with that. But this will be a good practice, and the EMS people will have to triage and treat and make transport decisions, and the fire guys will end up having to decide how they're going to decontaminate people and get them out of the hot zone. And
so you go through everything.
Yes. It's just like a real live incident.
Okay.
Only, but it's all staged.
Well, that's good, though. It gets them prepared for when it actually happens. It's not the first time they're doing these things.
Right. And we get volunteers to help be the patients, and they get to be made up with injuries. And that's a... that's kind of interesting in itself, having get people made up to.
What day of the week? Can you tell us what day of the week that's going to be on?
Yeah, it'll be on Saturday, September 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then our alternative date is the next Saturday in case the weather's bad.
So are you looking for volunteers to get the makeup, be in?
We've got that pretty well, but we'll have to do another full scale here in the Buffalo area again next year. What we used this year as our full scale was the Longmire Days plant. We called it the Longmire Planned Event Full Scale. And we put a incident action plan together for that, and then went back and did an after action review and report out on how that 3-day event went as far as the objectives that we wanted to achieve. And that way we didn't have to it's kind of a bother for people to have to participate sometimes in these exercises. So by using the Longmire actual real world event this year, we didn't have to put people through the
All right, so that tell us again that what day that
exercise
is coming up.
That's going to be September 22nd.
So if people hear around KC some sirens and that sort of thing, that it's part of the exercise.
Right.
Okay.
If they're listening to the scanner and they hear there was an incident out in the oil patch and five people are injured or whatever,
that's just part of
it's just a
that's
exercise.
Part of the exercise. Okay, so you guys do, you go over the channels and it's exactly like a real-time situation. Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Talking with Johnson County Emergency Management Coordinator Marilyn Connolly. Marilyn, thank you so much for taking the time.
Can I say one other thing?
Of course you can.
I want to thank the prescription shop for sponsoring this Community Speaks.
Absolutely.
Because it's pretty important to have Community Speaks.
Certainly.
And I just want to thank them.
Absolutely. Again, we'll thank the Prescription Shop. Stop on in, where the Prescription Shop is so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned, KBBS.